Okay, oops, I thought some people in. Okay, whether you're out there or Baruch Hashem in here. So again, anyone who's out there, if you can mute yourself, we greatly appreciate it. Again, unless you have a question. So we're on page 77, and we started Chav Ches, Simon Chav Ches yesterday. And that was a discussion about, we see throughout davening, we touch the tefillin, the shaliyah, and then the shal rosh. That's what the Mechaber said, that when you do the shaliyat first, because it says uksharta lo sayadecha, and that's when you touch the shaliyat, and then you say v'ayula tatovos beininecha, you touch the shalrosh. We also know that during pesach hasadecha we touch the tefillin first again. So Mechaber says the shaliyat and then the shalrosh. Again, and this whole idea is so that a person doesn't have a hesach hadas, doesn't remove his consciousness, his awareness of the fact that they're wearing tefillin. And again, we saw, according to one opinion, it's like the tzitz, right? The tzitz, the Kohen Gadol was the name of Hashem. And with tefillin, with tefillin contain a number of names of Hashem. So certainly we should be careful not to come to frivolous thoughts or speech, especially while we're wearing our tefillin. So that brings us to base. Tefillin shel rosh chol etz tchila. You take off. Now, again, until now we've been discussing putting on tefillin, how you put on tefillin, and what's the circumstances you put on tefillin. But now we're talking about when you take them off. Tefillin shel rosh chol etz tchila. You take off the shel rosh first. Again, it was last on, but first off. Why? The answer is mishum deksiv vayula totafos beininecha. As we've seen a number of times, the Torah says, and they should be totafos between your eyes. Kol zman shebeininecha yushnaim. While any time that they're between your eyes, meaning you're wearing tefillin, there should be two. Totafos is plural. So therefore, the connotation is that when you put on the shel, when you have the shel rosh on, you should already have the shel yad already on. You should already have the shel yad on. So therefore, go the other way. So when you're taking it off, so again, you would think maybe we would keep the shel rosh on longer, because as we saw before, the shel rosh has more kedusha. I want to keep that kedusha on longer. The answer is no, there's an override. Because the Torah says they should be totafos. So therefore, there always has to be, when you have the shel rosh on, it should always be accompanied with another one, with the shel yad. And therefore, you have to take off the shel rosh first. V'tzarech lachlos tefillin shel rosh me'umad, and you have to take off the shel rosh standing. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you also have to take off the windings around your hand, right? The three on the finger, the windings around the hand. You have to take off while you're standing also. Mishnah Berurah also brings down that our minhag is that also that we take off the shel yad also standing. Mishnah Berurah brings it out. Minhaginu shemanicham shel yad gam kemumad. Since we put the shel yad on while standing, so you're therefore tzar gam kein lachalsam meumad. So therefore, you should also take them off while standing. It's from the Magen Avraham. Then he also says, "Kishanachal son kein chalitzas." And the way you put them on is the way you take it off. And then he says, "V'yesh me'achacham shahayu nogim lachlots hatfilin shel rosh be." Oops. Sorry about that. Shel rosh biyad small shi yad keyad. Some of the chachamim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, took off the tefillin shel rosh with their left hand, which is again for most of you, the weaker hand. The haros to show shekasha lav chalitzasan, to show that you're not anxious. It's difficult for you to take them off. So you take off the shel rosh with your weaker hand. And then he brings down people, the fortunate few like myself. Those who are left-handed do everything with the left hand. Also, I take off my shel rosh with my right hand. So again, for the same reason, so you're not taking off the shel rosh quickly, and you show that you're not in a hurry to take off the tefillin. Now, back in the Mechaber, so you take off the shel rosh first, and then, that's what he says. You take off the shel rosh first, and you should take off the shel rosh while you're standing. And then, v'yaniach b'tik shel rosh, and then you put in the case of the shel rosh, v'alav shel yad. And then, literally, the language of the Mechaber is, and on top of it, or above it, then you take off the shel yad, and you, as we'll see in a minute, and you put the shel yad on top of it, so to speak. So then next day, or whenever, next time, you're putting on the tefillin, you'll come to the shel yad first. Right? You'll come to the shel yad first. As we learned all the way at the beginning, you put on the shel yad first because that's the order it is in the pasuk. There's a lot of Mishnah Berurah on this. Mishnah Berurah brings down, if you notice, he talked about when you put away the shel rosh, you should put it in a way that you get to the shel yad first. So therefore, put the shel yad on the shel rosh. In other words, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Bach that evidently the Bach had, and also the Taz, that they had a thin tefillin bag, case, whatever you want to call it, so that they put in one and then they could only put in the other one. Then the second one they put in was the shel yad, and therefore it was narrow, so therefore there was like an eye formation. And the shel rosh further in, and then the shel yad, so therefore you wouldn't be able to get to the shel rosh in the next morning, let's say, when you put on the tefillin. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Mag Avram, that it's better to have them in the bag side by side, not one on top of the other. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, and that's the minhag, to put them side by side. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings that some people say that still the shel yad should be a little further up, so that again you avoid the problem of inadvertently taking out the shel rosh first. Mishnah Berurah also brings that there are people who have the custom that they have two bags, one for the shel rosh and one for the shel yad. But he says it's better to put it in one bag, after gam b'shnei kisim, even with the two kisim, even if you have two separate bags, it's still better to put, obviously, the shel yad in a higher position so you don't make this problem that we are discussing, and that is inadvertently taking the shel rosh first. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down that people put a sign on this, which is the shel rosh and which is the shel yad. You know, we do that on our tefillin cases. We have, it's a shel rosh or shel yad. So one time I saw somebody that got wiped out, so you put a new sticker on, so shel rosh, shel yad. So again, this is all to avoid the issue of inadvertently taking out the shel rosh first, and then you'll have to leave it and pass over that mitzvah and take the shel yad. So to avoid that issue, again, we do all these things. And then the Mishnah Berurah says that you should have, should be careful that the cases or the covers or whatever you want to call it, that you use that one you use for the Shal Rosh and one you use for the Shal Yad, and you keep the one for the Shal Rosh as the Shal Rosh and the one for the Shal Yad as the Shal Yad, because as we mentioned before, the Kedusha of the Shal Rosh is higher. So therefore, if you start using the one for the Shal Rosh and for the Shal Yad, so it's lowering it in Kedusha, and you shouldn't do that. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also brings down that you should be careful that when you're, if you recall when we were talking in the Mechaber, so the Mechaber said you should take out the Shal Rosh. We talked about outside that taking off the Shal Yad, but the Mechaber didn't bring that down. If you remember, if you look closely in the Mechaber says you should take off the Shal Rosh, and take off the Shal Rosh first, and the reasons why, and you should take off the Shal Rosh while standing, and you put it into the case, and you put the Shal Yad above it. So again, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and you see people are careful about this, that says it's nachon, this is in the name of the Prima Gan, the Bach, that's nachon, it's proper, there we go, that shalom lachlos shal yad ad she'aniach shal rosh besoch ha'tik, that you should be careful to, it's best, I should say, to put away, not only take off, but to put away the shal rosh first before you even take off the shal yad. Now again, Rosh Chodesh, this is hard to do because we're in a hurry. But again, under normal circumstances, you should try to wrap up the Shal Rosh and put it away before you take off the Shal Yad. Very interesting reason why. So that you don't make a mistake, right? If you take them off, take off the Shal Rosh and then take off the Shal Yad. So then what you might do is you might wrap up the Shal Yad and put it into the bag first, and then you'll put in the Shal Rosh. The next morning, what are you going to do? You're going to take out the Shal Rosh first, which is, again, I guess, the theme of today, making sure that we don't do that. Okay, we just got a little bit more time, so let's try to do Gimel a little quickly. Minag ha-chachamim le-nashek ha-tefilin b'shas ha-nachasan u-shas chalitzasan. It's the custom of chachamim. Again, that doesn't mean if you do this, you're a chacham. But it's a custom of the chachamim, so you can emulate them, to kiss the tefillin before you put them on and when you take them off. Mishnah Berurah brings down something very interesting. You probably know this. The Mishnah Berurah says when you wrap up the tefillin, you should make sure you don't wrap the ritsuos, the straps on the box, on the batim themselves. I guess people used to do that. Rather, on the sides, right, on the titura, on the sides, you know, the platform, on the sides. The Mishnah Berurah also says that some people wrap them up like wings of a yonah. Now, I think that's, if you ever, I think that's the, I don't do that for the Shal Rosh, but for the Shal Yad, I have a way of wrapping up the straps of the Shal Yad, which I observed from the Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Tzadik Racha, it's supposed to be these Kanfei Yonah things. I don't know if it really looks like dove wings, but the idea is that the reason why the Mishnah Berurah is bringing this down is that some people didn't want to wrap the ritzuas on the tefillin, even not the bais, even the sides, because again, the ritzuas are in lower kedusha than the tefillin themselves. So therefore, to wrap the tefillin on the, some people tried to avoid that if they could. Now again, I heard from somebody who said in the name of the Rashiva that it's not as much of a problem anymore because we have those clamshell, lack of a better term, tefillin cases. So you're not really wrapping the ritzuas on the tefillin, on any part of the tefillin. But still, that was the Rishiva's minog zechatzai racha. So for me, I think it works out well because it's like a tail, it's like a wing, and so then when I put in my shel yad and my shel rosh are basically the same, equal, but this tail covers up the shel rosh inside the bag. So when I put my hand in the bag, what do I hit? The only thing you hit is the tail of the shel yad. So therefore, again, just to keep with the theme of what we're talking about, that's the way that I personally avoid this whole issue of maybe inadvertently taking out the shel rosh first. Because I really can't, because again, the ritzuos of the shel yad are not wrapped around the box of the shel yad. They're wrapped separately and they come out. They're separate from the tefillin themselves. Therefore, I put that blocking on top of or in front of the shel rosh, so then I can't get to the shel rosh without hitting the shel yad first. Okay, yeshkoch. Not tomorrow night, and then we have Purim. So Meretz Hashem next week in Meretz Hashem on Sunday night. B'li Nedar, yes. B'li Nedar.